today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And most of y'all know it. You'll see God if you get messed up, she said. You'll elevate. That's what she said. You'll elevate if you get messed up tonight. So which one are we going with if the world is ever changing? We're going to come back to the Word, or are we going with the world? We need to come back to the Word. And I believe God is going to bring us back to the Word.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Stability Seekers. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms 119, verses 130 through 133.
Psalm 119, verse 130 through 133. We're reading the King James, and then one verse out of the NIV, and then one verse out of the New Living Translation, and one verse out of the Amplified. It's on the screen. Let's read together. Actually, I'll read it in your hearing. The entrance of your word, or thy word, giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Here's the word 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Same verse 133 NIV, direct my footsteps according to thy word, and let no sin rule over me. Same verse New Living Translation, guide my steps by your word, and I will not be overcome by evil. Amplified version, establish my steps and direct them by means of your word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. It looks like the more we are guided, established, directed, and ordered by the word, the less sin, iniquity, and evil will have dominion over us. I want to teach a message from the series. I started it this morning called Order My Steps. And the message is entitled Stability Seekers. Stability Seekers. God is calling out and highlighting those who want stability in your life, and you're seeking it. He's going to give you the know-how and the guidance to get it. Father, I give you praise and thanks and glory and honor and praise for this moment. I believe as the Spirit has summoned us to raise up a canopy, a banner that says, order my steps, that you would lay down markers in the ministry for those who love you and want to see you grow in their hearts and in their lives. And I pray for a submission to your will and your word. Have your way in every person's heart. Prepare our minds, prepare our hearts, our spirit, our mind, our ears to hear, and we will give you praise for the implanting of your word, but also the unity with our willingness and our footsteps to come into order. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Your spirit lives within me, and I walk in your peace. I bless you, Lord. Can we clap our hands for the word of the Lord? Again, happy Mother's Day. Let's get through this assignment. Stability seekers. Stability seekers. Last weekend, the Lord really spoke to our hearts about this theme, Order My Steps in Your Word, and I'm going to begin to share some thoughts about that, and I believe the Holy Spirit will help us to unpack it over a period of weeks as we align ourselves with this Word of God. It comes from a song that was written years ago, Order My Steps in Your Word. And the lyrics goes like this: Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Everybody say, please. Please. I said, everybody, come on. Please, please order my steps in your word. See, that's a willingness, Lord. I need it, right? I need the word in my life. And that's why I like the writer of this song said, please order my steps. Then it goes on to say, humbly I ask thee to teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Though Satan is busy, come on, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I think I'll say that one again. Humbly I ask thee to teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please, God, everybody's supposed to say it. Come on. Please order my steps in your word. It goes on to say, bridle my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts, both day and night. Please order my steps in your word. Hear it again. Please order my steps in your word. I like this verse. I want to walk worthy, my calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. I like this. The world is ever changing, but you're still the same. If you order my steps, Lord, I'll praise your name. I can't wait until I preach the world is ever changing. Because some of us are changing with the world in a bad way. But we need to make sure we have a plumb line that we come back to. Though the world is changing, we're going to stay the same, just like the word. And so here are the words of this song. And I love it. I will praise your name. Order my steps in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Wash my heart in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Order my tongue in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praise ring in your word. Not in Beyonce's song. I want to just get messed up tonight. That's what Beyonce said. I want to get messed up tonight. And most of y'all know it. You'll see God if you get messed up, she said. You'll elevate. That's what she said. You'll elevate if you get messed up tonight. So which one are we going with if the world is ever changing? We're going to come back to the word, or are we going with the world? We need to come back to the word. And I believe God is going to bring us back to the word. Let's unpack it. God is arresting and creating a desire to go after him. I call them stability seekers. Stability seekers. And in this message, I want you to think about, are you a person that seeks for stability, or are you comfortable with things being chaotic? Is chaos normal for you? Is always running behind this challenge and that challenge, always trying to fix this and fix that. Is that making you feel fulfilled? Or would you like to step into a Rehoboth moment where you can rest? Help me be still. Be still and know that I'm God. Do you know what psalm that is? Psalm 46. God is my refuge and my strength, my very present help in the time of trouble. At the end of the psalm, be still and know that I am God. But how do you get there if he's not your refuge? We start off with him being refuge and strength. And even in the midst of trouble, there's a river that flows from the fountain of God that you can drink from. And at the end of the chapter, be still and know that I am God. And I believe to be still in God, we got to learn how to work with his refugeness. He needs to be our refuge and our strength. Not our associations or the things that we're comfortable with, or the pulling away from the kingdom of God, but getting back to the word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of God. As I shared in the early service, my Order My Steps in Your Word is a series that starts on today. And the word establishment is important. I gave you several of them concerning Psalm 119 and verse 33. Guide my steps, establish my steps, direct my steps, order my steps. So order my steps, direct my steps, guide my steps, establish my steps. I like all of them. I want to unpack for a moment the word establishment, because establishing a person or making them stable is the goal that God wants us to go after today. It refers to being firmly rooted. Establishment is to be firmly rooted, secure, and unwavering. And I want to just say this because it's important, very important for us to be established. As a leader, I have to be that way. I would love to see my cabinet or those that are with me established as well. It's very important for us to be established in our movements, in your home. You need to be an established leader. Chaos and franticness and freaking out is not a part of maturity. How many of you remember the message, maturity markers? I can't get no help. Okay, so that means we should be on a road to maturity. I should be able to pull anybody in this ministry out and say, do you have the 9 maturity markers? Do you know them? And no one should be like, I don't know, because it's being taught. And if you stayed in a classroom and you knew mathematics, you knew multiplication, and you went beyond multiplication to the higher levels of mathematics, when you go to college, you shouldn't be like, wow, if you learned that in high school, when you go to college and they start talking about mathematics, you'd be like, I know that. Because if you're going to go to calculus, you need to know 3 times 3 is what? It's 9. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 plus 3 is what? 6. So there's a difference. There's a difference between addition and multiplication. Well, in your Christian walk, there should be some things that's taught that you grab on. It will multiply your life, right? That means you shouldn't just be listening. You should be taking notes. And I see you with your head down, and that means you're Googling or you're taking notes. I would like to see you with Note Taker or Evernote, taking a note and making sure you're archiving what's being said so you can visit it again. And when you're challenged, the word will come forth. But if you're just coming to listen and you're not taking advantage of this and really writing things down, or you've never been challenged as a disciple to take it really strong or serious when you're listening to a teacher, then you're not going to grow. Because I know you can listen to preaching all day and yelling and spinning and get emotionally connected, but it doesn't mean you carry anything with you. What did the preacher preach about? I don't know. We had church though. But what did she say? What did she say to you specifically that you can apply to your life today? What did he say that you can apply to your life when you're going through a dark tunnel? What guidance, establishment, what order came out of the message? Well, I believe God has raised this ministry up, Truth Revealed, to help people get rooted and established, secure and unwavering in your faith. Also in your understanding of God's word or his truth. I believe it's about building strong foundations on the word of God, on principles of the Bible. To be ordered by the Lord is to remove from being directed by emotions and being guided by his word. The challenge is, have you ever been renewed in your mind? Which one guides you when there's trouble? Your emotional state or the word of God? Good, I'm glad. Because if you're moving to, and I think we need to confess that. Say that with me. I'm guided when I'm challenged by the word. Right, that's good. It's good to confess that. That when I'm challenged and I have an emotional eruption, that I'm going to let the word guide me and not my emotions. Glory to God. You ever seen a kid doing they call it a temper tantrum? How did you pronounce the last, the T? Tantrum, right? Temper tantrum, right? I wasn't allowed to have tantrum, so I don't know what that's like. I have no clue of that kind of talk, especially in African-American families. I have no clue. I don't know where you all get this with. Man, let me tell you something, man. If I just move my neck the wrong way, my mom was on that. She didn't play this well. What are you feeling? What's going on? And tell me, let's, Johnny, time out. My mama told Nick to get up one time. She said, I want you to get up and I need you to clean up. And he said, what? And next thing you know, I heard something going through the house. I looked up, man, and we used to have one of those things that you kill insects with, but it was, what was that thing? It's not a fly swatter. This had propane in it or something. You had to pump it up. And then you had... My mama didn't even wait to walk over to smack him. She just threw it. Whoop. And it went up. Whoop, 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 whoop. Bow. Don't you ever tell my what? I was like, whoa. So guess what? Nick got the lump, and I got the knowledge. You ain't gonna hit me with one of them iron pots. When a kid has a temper tantrum, that means he's emotionally or she's emotionally unstable. That means you can't control your emotions. So the Bible says if you spare correction, you'll spoil the child. Right? Now, we're not talking about abuse, but you should correct that so they can gain some emotional strength here. It's called avoidance training. The more you act wrong, then I'm going to tighten up more. But when you act right, I'll loosen the pain. See, that's how it works. See, you don't want to do that. You're going to have problems when they're teenagers. So you bend it, the scripture says. That's why you got to be renewed in your mind. You're not just supposed to do parties. You're supposed to correct. Even attitudes. You're supposed to correct an attitude. When you're young, bend the plant, scriptures say, when all you do is affirm and you never correct, that means you think the angel never does wrong. Every child has a little angel, but also, let me help you, it's going to hurt. They got a principality there that's talking to the other ear. The Bible says foolishness is in the heart of children. So I know that's going to mess you up. Not my child, but listen to me. That's what the Bible says. And the rod of correction will drive it out. So if you don't ever see anything wrong, it means you are blind. We're not searching for it. Believe me, it will surface. And when you see it, you have to correct it. You don't have to be like my mama and throw something across the room. But you should correct it. You should say something about it. And you'll start gaining emotional stability. When you're an adult and you freak out, when you freak out in a moment, it means you have to grow in an area. We need stability, and we need stability seekers. Seek for it. Seek for it. And the older we are, the more stable we should be. Stability seekers. Glory to God. That's what God is raising up in this message today. So let's lay on the foundation. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The calmer you are in a storm or when there's a hurricane, the more you qualify yourself to be the leader after the storm. How many of y'all have heard me say that? When our building burned down over there a few years ago, some of you weren't here, there was a bank there that we purchased. We opened up a cold night shelter over there, and we were about to open it up again. And the night before we opened it up, the building burned to the ground. The heat was amazing. It was in the newspaper. It was embarrassing. A lot of people say, man, that church is on fire, but not in a good sense. I asked all of our intercessors and our prophetic people to look at it while it was, you can smell the smoke. What do you see? And they laid out prophecy. I need that rehearsed and brought back before me today. I asked our people to look at the smoke. A lot of people were crying because I had a lot of stuff over there that was mine personally. Even the bishopric. I had books over there that were given me, a library that was given to me, a lot of books from a pastor who quit. And he gave me his library. It took me 3 carloads of me packing my car with books to bring them home. I had 3 Segways over there. One for security. I had a complete sound system that I purchased personally that I believe God was going to have us to start a church in Titusville. So I invested in it myself. With at least 6 microphones, 2 electric drums, and keyboards, and a sound system with the speakers and the stands that was waiting to put into Titusville. And I didn't say a word about it. I didn't recover that. I was hurt to the max. Things that I would never recover. I put a safe over there that came out of Sports Authority. When they shut down, it was monstrous, and it was in the vault because the Space Coast Credit Union had a vault there. It was the only thing standing in that building. But I believe as the leader, it was important for me to stand still. To stand still. And when the fire department was putting that building out, the fire out, I'm saying at least 7 or 8 rainbows showed up over there. Glory, hallelujah. I got on my knees there in the road, and I prayed when I saw the rainbows. Because instead of looking at the smoke, you need to see the promise of God. How did I get that thought, though? Why would you kneel during tragedy? I had to have a word shift. Most of you only see what you see. You only see as far as your nose or your emotional state. But God helps us when you order your steps in the word, because every step, glory to God, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my future. Glory to God. So as God illuminates your future, you're able to see not only where you stand today, but each step is ordered by the Lord. He wants to have a guiding light before you every time you make a move or every time you come up next to a tragedy or a situation so you can stay calm about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm grateful because I see God doing great things. Well, Bishop, we need to build something over there. No. We need to get out of here. It's time to move. Or get out the way. Get out the way. It's time to move. I believe God wants us to get on the ready to move. Something's got to open up. Glory to God. Thy word is a lamp under my feet. And when your past burns up and turns to ash, obviously a door is about to open up. And I believe the timing of God is yea and amen.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Stability Seekers, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home ownership made simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. The members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.